The last measure was a bipartisan bill to reform how police departments seize property when someone is suspected of committing a crime. The new law still allows the practice, but it gives people more rights to get their property and assets returned if they're not convicted. Democratic Senator Daniel Kagan of Cherry Hills Village says it's about fairness.
Asset forfeiture should never be used as an easy tool to boost law enforcement funding.
But law enforcement and local cities say it will hamper their ability to combat crimes. Overall, state lawmakers passed 423 bills during the legislative session. That was more than 60% of the bills introduced, and it's a higher success rate for bills than the previous session. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.